He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 544. I'll tell you, I have a gadget today that I really, really like. You're going to kill me. I don't know where I got it from. And I do know where I got it from. I saw an ad in Facebook as I was watching these stupid, mindless videos. Because I wanted to go to bed and I wasn't tired enough, blah, blah, blah. So I'm watching this thing on my phone, and all of a sudden I come by this ad, and here's the device. This is it. And it's nothing fancy, but it was a 16 terabyte hard drive, solid state SSD, for $99. So this is it. So I looked at the ad carefully because I know now how easily it is to get burned. And it was $98. So I'm figuring, how bad could it be for $98? A drive is a drive is a drive. But boy, it's awful cheap. And you know, it's too good to be true. So I ordered it and I knew I was taking a chance, but I figured if this thing comes through, for 16 terabytes for $98, that size, this size, wow. So I took a chance. I totally forgot that I ordered it, just totally forgot. And a week later, I get a Federal Express package, and here's the box. And as you'll see, it doesn't say much. M.2 SSD, SHLR320 USB 3.1, and right there you'll see in the middle there's 16 terabytes. So that's all that's on the box, other than it's made in China, which I knew. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Most of the time I lose on these things, but sometimes I win. So here's the box. No website, no nothing. And it came with this little cord. No biggie here. This is a C jack, and basically it's going to plug into here, and that's it. You plug this into any PC or Mac or any device that has a USB port on it, and boom, it really works. You'll see 16 terabytes. I have written, read, copied, edited, run movies off this thing, and I'm shocked to say, I mean, I'm shocked. It works. It works. You can't see it, but right there, there's a little pinhole, and the light, a red light, lights up and blinks when it's actually reading or writing to the drive. That's pretty much it. I wish I could figure out where the hell I got this from, because I would definitely get another one. What do I need it for? What do I use it for? Well, it's always handy to have a solid-state drive. Typically, I would use this type of a solid-state drive. And this is made by SanDisk, a reputable company. This was $78 for 1 terabyte. This was $98 for 16 terabytes. So I'm waiting for this thing to break. I've dropped it already twice. I've used it for several hours running videos off it, and it hasn't died yet. I know it's going to die. I know it's not going to work. I just don't know when. In any event, so far, so good. Now, what I use this for is kind of crazy, and it's very esoteric, but I have a Sony digital camera. I have an A7 III, and on the back of that camera, on the side of that camera, there is a USB jack. I plug this into my camera, and then I tie this to the back of the camera, and now I'm able to shoot 16 terabytes worth of video / photographs, and when I'm done, I just pop this off and load it into my computer. So for me, this is an extremely handy device. As I said, it comes from Japan. I've read the box multi times. There's just no indication of where it comes from whatsoever. I've Googled it. I've looked again on Facebook. I can't find where I got it. So I think the last thing that I'll do is, and I haven't done it yet, I will go back. I know I charged it on one of my credit cards. So I'm going to go back and see if I can find out what company or where I got it from. And I could be mistaken, but my expectation would be to see that it's from some place in China, again, with no phone number, no address, no nothing, no website. But I'll let you know. I'll let you know if I find out who makes this. But I got to tell you, for $98, so far, so good. So I'll keep pounding on that, and I'll let you know in a couple weeks if it's still working or if I find where I bought it from. And with my luck, I'll buy another one. By the way, they had a 2 terabytes, I think 5, 10. They had like 7 different flavors. I got the largest one, the 16 terabytes. So real pleased with it. I just wish I knew where I could tell you it came from, but I can't. All right, let's go on to some apps of the day. I think this is the first time in 12 years I've done a gadget, and I can't tell you where I got it. But I'm going to go back. Maybe I haven't seen it since on Facebook. Maybe because everybody else's didn't work and they withdrew the ad finally. I don't know. All right, let's get on to some apps of the day. All right, this first app, and by the way, most of the apps today, I believe, are available on both platforms. You don't have to use both platforms, but it's available on both platforms. So our first app of the day is called InCards. This is kind of neat because you can actually send custom cards using your photos and their templates, and you will actually turn your photos into beautiful personalized postcards for only $2 each, and that includes shipping to wherever you got to send it. That's not a bad price, really, and you get to use your own cards. So it has a lot of options for your holidays, thank you notes, birthdays, grandparents, babies, weddings, graduations, travels. You get the general idea. It's a 5x7 glossy card stock at a resolution of 300 DPI, and it's 300 DPI is plenty for a 5x7. And they say it's a better card than normal. You get a premium card to mail in an envelope with a thicker matte card, not the usual cheapy one. So kind of nice. You're able to pay for this with Apple Pay or PayPal or a credit card. And they'll deliver anywhere in the United States and in Canada in 3 to 7 days. And they also are going to guarantee your satisfaction. And if you're not satisfied, then they are going to refund your money. So you can't go wrong with that. It seems pretty straightforward, and I don't think you'll have a problem with them. But kind of a neat app. All right, let's lettuce and tomatoes. Let us move on. Our next app, relatively new app. It's kind of nice. It's going to cost you $1, and it's actually worth it. I do have this app, but it's going to give you all kinds of interesting filters. These are unusual. They're not the run-of-the-mill filters that you get. And what it's going to allow you to do is improve your photos with cool filters and effects. And one tap, and you're going to see all kinds of crazy things. It's also going to let you automatically control your contrast, brightness, saturation levels, exposure, RGB. Give you all kinds. You can see, make a cartoon for you, a polarized shot, a hazy shot, motion zoom, polka dots. Look at all the things that you can do. 3D, invert, highlights, shadows, just a ton of stuff there that you can do. So check this app out. Easy filters. It's pretty good. It's going to cost you 99 cents, and I know that you're going to like that. Now, our next app is called Exiges. And this is a private chat within a private chat. What that means in English is you can do some interesting things with this. You can X messages out forever, so you can send a message and cancel it out. That's kind of neat. You could send and receive private messages, and this is what I like. These are going to self-destruct on any time that you set. So if you have some confidential stuff or stuff you don't want lying around message-wise, just set the self-destruct timer on that message, and it's going to go away. You can send photo or text. What's real nice about this is, if you'll note, nothing is stored or saved. So there are certain situations when you have opportunities to take advantage of these types of apps. They're not for everyone. Now, this next app I really like a lot. I've been using it now for about 2 weeks. And this is called Blog for the Blogger. If you've ever wanted to do a blog or start a blog, I don't think it gets much easier than this. Blog gives you the full power of Google's Blogger platform on the go. You can manage your blog from anywhere, and it features some very cool things, especially if you're just starting out. You're going to create your blog post right on this app, okay, from your iPhone or your Android operating system. You can view it, you can update it, you can delete it, you can upload pictures, you can even upload videos on this. You can view, delete, add comments. You can scheduling a production posting time, a publishing time, which is nice. So if you want to have it published at 6 o'clock on Fridays or whatever it is, you can do that. This is also very cool. You can have multiple accounts, multiple blogs. So this is really nice. 4.2 stars out of 5. And I got to tell you, it's a nice app. I think if you, again, if you're interested in starting a blog, you're not going to find a cheaper, more functional app that gives you tons of choices, and it's great for beginners. So if you've always been thinking about it, now is the time to actually do that. I think you'll find this very easy to use, and you shouldn't have any issues with it whatsoever. Our next app is an app for stargazing. This is a free app, and it's really nice. This one is called Starlight, Explore the Stars. And essentially, all you're going to do, I use this on my iPad, and this is only for the iOS operating system. I have this on my iPad, and it's like a magic lens. All you do is take the camera within the iPad or iPhone, and just look up at the stars and the planets and hover over it. And boom, it's going to give you an outline, as you can see here, of what the constellation is that you're looking at. It will also give you detailed information about the planet or the stars or the constellation. And you can see here Virgo, the moon. It's very nice. It's a streamlined star map, and it works very fast. So this is well worth the money because it's free. You'll see the different phases of the moon, and it will tell you a lot of detailed information. Kids love this app, and they can use it themselves. You've got over 100,000 stars to choose from, so you're going to find something that you like there, and it works great for in the day or night. It's particularly nice in the daytime when you don't know what the hell you're looking at or what portion of the sky, east, north, south, west, a particular star is or a planet. So a very nice app, very well done, and I'm very happy with it. Now, this last app that we're going to look at is called Digimax Cards and Documents. At first, I said, I don't know. But then I downloaded it, and I started looking at it. And basically, it's a footlocker, for lack of a better word, to keep all your travel documents in a certain place and make it private if you want. Now you can save your cards and documents in groups and get organized. For example, your passport and your driver's license. You may want all your COVID cards in another area. You can create a PIN number, which is going to give you an extra layer of security. And now you're able to save all your documents, not on the cloud, but on your phone, but it's secure. So no one else can access that except you. And today it's a handy thing to have. I got my first two vaccines at the Mayo in Phoenix, Arizona. And for whatever reason, about a year ago-ish when I got them, they didn't give me a card. I had to log on to the portal for Mayo Clinic, and that's where I was able to show someone that I was vaccinated. Most people that I showed weren't too happy with reading that on the phone because they said, how do we know you didn't create this and just take a copy of it? Well, I didn't, but they didn't like it. So just yesterday, I got my booster, and that was at Walgreens, and they gave me a card. However, they only filled out that I just had the booster. So now I got to go back to Mayo, give them that card that Walgreens gave me, have them fill it up with that login number or whatever the hell that number is, and now I'll have, like every other person, a card. What I'll do is I will take a picture of that card and use that app, and now I'll always have that available. But it's the same thing. Those cards are easily replicated, and you can fill in any number, and no one's going to know. So the system's not the best. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm still puzzled. If anybody out there knows where I got this from, let me know, because I probably want to order another one. Probably what I should do is not be so excited about this and wait like 6 months. I've used it every day now for about 2 weeks. It's still good, but I know it's going to die. I just don't know when. So it will be interesting to see how long it lasts. Maybe it will last a long time. I don't know. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.